This week, the Republican Party of Wisconsin filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Judicial Commission. The issue, alleged violations of the state's Code of Judicial Conduct by Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz in her state Supreme Court campaign. But legal scholars argue court candidates are allowed to say a lot these days. Judge Protasiewicz has called the GOP-controlled state redistricting maps rigged and criticized last summer's Dobbs ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court overturning protections for abortion rights. The Milwaukee County jurist also gives her views on abortion in one of her campaign commercials.
I believe in a woman's freedom to make her own decision on abortion. It's time for a change.
A challenge to Wisconsin's 1849 law banning almost all abortions in the state could come before the state Supreme Court after a new justice is seated later this year, as could a challenge to the redistricting lines. The Republican complaint filed with the Judicial Commission contends Protasiewicz is promising her vote on those cases. But Professor Rob Yablin of the UW Law School says the lawyers and judges who sit on the commission don't act on very many complaints. He says, generally speaking, judicial candidates can now discuss many matters.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court has said that judicial candidates do have First Amendment rights when they are campaigning, and that their First Amendment rights allow them to share their views on disputed legal or political issues and to talk about the values that they would bring to the job.
Yablin says judicial candidates are not allowed to make specific pledges, promises, or commitments, but he says he doesn't think Protasiewicz crosses the line.
I mean, those kind of statements do appear to stay on the proper side of the line. I mean, to give you one example, there was a case that a federal district court in Wisconsin heard back in the early 2000s, where the court indicated that judicial candidates were free to express their personal opinions on the fairness, efficacy, and wisdom of the death penalty. So there you had a fairly discrete issue, and candidates could say how they felt about it. But again, as long as they didn't go so far as to say how they might rule on a particular legal question concerning, you know, the death penalty if it were to come before them.
If the judicial candidate is elected, Yablin says it's possible that parties in a case could ask the judge to recuse or step away from the arguments based on comments made during the campaign. But he says those legal motions are difficult to win. Here's why, says former state Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske.
The problem with enforceability, and I think it's a problem, is that that particular justice decides whether or not they can impartially hear the case or not.
Geske, who is now with the Marquette Law School, says recusal motions are often filed when the state justice is due to take part in a case involving a major campaign donor. But she says generally the jurist does not step away, and that is not a reviewable matter.
And the idea behind that was really you didn't want justices putting pressure on each other about getting off a case, because if somebody had a motion and you have a different opinion than they do on the case, that it'd be a way that as a group you could vote somebody off a case even though they shouldn't be off the case.
Geske says as this year's state Supreme Court race moves along, it's possible there could be more complaints filed against the remaining candidates. But she says a bigger concern is likely to be outside groups trying to portray a candidate as biased.
Private interests that are uncontrollable, that are going to put millions in, can do it. And the candidate can say, well, I don't control what they say. I think we're going to see a great deal of this.
Protasiewicz's campaign told WisPolitics.com that the Republican Party's complaint against the judge is not based in reality or facts. Quote, much like the decisions Wisconsinites have come to expect by the right-wingers on the state Supreme Court. The primary election in the state Supreme Court race is now less than 3 weeks away. The other candidates are Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Durow, and former State Justice Dan Kelly. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.